It is December 27th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Heavy snow in western New York killed 28 and in parts of Japan killed 17 over the Christmas holiday. 30 more people were killed by the subarctic storm across the U.S. as freezing temperatures and blowing snow knocked out power, froze pipes, and stranded people in their cars for hours. To see how crazy it was in Buffalo, there is a video of the Buffalo Bill football team players digging their cars out of the parking lot after having returned to Buffalo from a Christmas Eve game with the Chicago Bears. My son Robbie made it home for Christmas by getting up at 3 in the morning on Thursday to drive from Missouri to Chicago to beat the snowstorm. Cat had come in earlier in the week. My son Tim was delayed by his job and took my advice and stayed in place in Missouri. We enjoyed Christmas via Zoom with Tim. I hope you and yours were safe and stayed warm and safe during this snowy and freezing holiday season. Last year, my family gift to everyone was a power pack to charge their devices with in case of a power outage or when they are traveling or camping. This year, I gave everyone a powerful headlamp with rechargeable batteries that can also recharge your cell phone or other device. It was a Let There Be Light Christmas. Dan Berkovitz resigned on Friday as General Counsel of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, a role he took after stepping down as a CFTC commissioner. The Washington Examiner ran a story on December 20th, which pointed out that while he was a CFTC commissioner, Berkovitz was the dinner companion of Sam Bankman-Fried with FTX colleagues at a ritzy West End, Washington, D.C. Indian restaurant in October of 2021. FTX and SBF were lobbying for friendly industry regulations, the story says. I don't know if the two are related, but some crypto-native publications are hinting at it. The Block reported on the Washington Examiner story and noted that Berkovitz was a critic of decentralized finance, or DeFi, for lacking intermediaries to protect investors, calling it a Hobbesian marketplace. The VIX trading pit experienced some excess liquidity over the Christmas holiday in the form of a burst pipe above the trading floor that left water damage. Thus, today trading is electronic only, the CBOE said. The CBOE trading floor will be open for all other CBOE products, the exchange operator said. When looking for a liquid investment with great price appreciation in 2022, most of us got it all wrong. It was wine investors who had it right when Burgundy prices soared 27.4% in the first 11 months of the year. According to Wine Exchange Live Exchange's Burgundy 150 Index, the Financial Times reported, Live X's Champagne 50 Index jumped 21.6%, the story said. The New York Times is already out with its list of notable deaths of 2022. The list includes Queen Elizabeth II, Mikhail Gorbachev, Sidney Poitier, Bill Russell, Loretta Lynn, Jiang Zemin, Madeleine Albright, Jean-Luc Godard, Jinzhou Abe, Regine, Meatloaf, Ivana Trump, Vin Scully, and many others who died in 2022. Here are more stories from the first read stories of JLN. Our MarketsWiki education short of the day is Carlos Saez, illustrating trading system design and planning for failure. When planning for success, how often do we embrace the possibility of failure? Carlos Ciez, then of the former Spot Trading, illustrates and explains trading system design and discusses how preparing for failure can be beneficial for not only a product being developed, but also one's career. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the story from the Washington Examiner. Sam Bankman-Fried, FTX wined and dined top regulator official at ritzy DC restaurant, email show. Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced former FTX CEO facing prison time, wined and dined a top government regulator official at a swanky Washington, D.C. restaurant with his FTX colleagues while lobbying for friendly industry regulations, email show. On October 5, 2021, Bankman-Fried, FTX General Counsel Ryan Miller, and then FTX President Brett Harrison went to dinner at the luxury Indian restaurant Rashika West End with Dan Berkovitz, who at the time was a commissioner for the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. My comment, I have dined with CFC staffers before. They always pay their own way, just like Berkovitz did. Here's a story from The Guardian. No room in Bethlehem's Inns as tourists return for Christmas season. There's once again no room at the inn in Bethlehem as the Palestinian city gears up for the first Christmas season after 2 years of pandemic restrictions. During the week of Christmas this year, 120,000 tourists and pilgrims from all over the world are expected to visit the occupied West Bank town, home of the Byzantine Church of the Nativity, which stands on the spot where it is believed Jesus was born. The predicted numbers for 2022 are almost on par with 2019, when Bethlehem saw an all-time high of 150,000 visitors in the same period and 3 million visitors overall. My comment, don't be an ass. Use Airbnb to reserve a stable. Here's a story from Reuters. Santa Claus undaunted by Arctic blast, U.S. military says. U.S. military officials have assured anxious children the Arctic blast and snowstorm that wreaked havoc on U.S. airline traffic this week will not prevent Santa Claus from making his annual Christmas Eve flight. We have to deal with a polar vortex once in a while, but Santa lives year-round in one at the North Pole, so he's used to this weather, deadpanned U.S. Air Force Master Sergeant Ben Wiseman, a spokesman for the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, which tracks the Yuletide flight. My comment, what I want to know is how cold does it have to be for Santa to shelter in place? Here's a story from Bloomberg. How Christmas turned into an orgy of consumption. 'Tis the season to spend lots of money on extravagant, largely useless gifts. At least that's what the latest figures from the National Retail Federation would suggest. This November and December, U.S. shoppers will likely spend upward of $1 trillion, with the bulk of the money going towards Christmas gifts. It wasn't always so. Before the 19th century, Christmas remained a relatively minor holiday rooted in pagan rituals. But as the U.S. industrialized and became the world's largest economy, Christmas became a celebration of commerce and consumption, with Santa Claus its greatest salesman. My comment, the story of Christmas you don't hear told. I love the role of the department stores, especially Woolworths. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was, Explainer, how did Bankman-Fried secure $250 million bail from Reuters. Second was, trading firm adds two floors to Loop office from Crane Chicago Business. And third was, Chinese startup's $140,000 car can fly over traffic jams from Bloomberg. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is finally here. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, crypto bankruptcies chip away at customers' anonymity. Bankruptcy courts are weighing if crypto customers' identities should remain private despite the transparency rules of Chapter 11. The collapse of several cryptocurrency platforms this year is testing the industry's promise of user privacy as bankruptcy courts weigh if millions of individual customers' identities should be revealed to the public. Hundreds of thousands of customers of Celsius Network LLC have already lost their anonymity because of its Chapter 11 filing after a court ruling in September forced it to disclose its account holders' names and coin balances. A different bankruptcy court is expected to consider next month if failed crypto exchange FTX can seal information on its customers' identities and contact information from its publicly available filings. The next story is from the Financial Times. The headline, "Made of Flesh, Not Iron, China's Medics Battle Zero COVID Exit Wave. Doctors and nurses given no choice but to work while infected after influx of cases inundates hospitals." China's medical staff are being asked to work while sick, and retired workers are being recalled to duty as frontline health professionals bear the brunt of Beijing's about-face on its tough zero COVID policy. Experts have warned that the situation will deteriorate as the virus spreads from China's big cities to rural areas with more precarious healthcare systems, as the country struggles with one of the world's biggest COVID outbreaks. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. "Cyber attacks set to become uninsurable," says Zurich chief. There's growing concern among industry executives about large-scale strikes. The chief executive of one of Europe's biggest insurance companies has warned that cyber attacks, rather than natural catastrophes, will become uninsurable as the disruption from hacks continues to grow. Insurance executives have been increasingly vocal in recent years about systemic risks such as pandemics and climate change, and that the sector's ability to provide coverage for the second year in a row, natural catastrophe-related claims are expected to top $100 billion. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.